is a review for Spider-Man No Way Home, and there's no way of doing this review without giving out spoilers. So if you haven't seen the film yet, there's going to be some spoilers. It's worth you seeing it first and then come back and see what you think. And I'm not an expert in the Spider-Man universe, comics and all this kind of stuff, so I will leave out some stuff. I can't cover everything and I may get some things wrong, but that's how it is. No one's perfect on these things. But it was a very good film. Good film, compared to some of the others that I didn't enjoy. The one before with Mysterio, Spider-Man, it was okay, but I didn't enjoy it that much, like some of the previous ones. But this one, I enjoyed it because it's like a continuation of the other one. It's not stepping away from it in any other way. And it's basically starts off from where Mysterio has revealed Spider-Man's identity. So it's caused him problems for his family and friends, because obviously they can be attacked by enemies. They know where he is. He can't go around as normal anymore, which causes problem. And his friends and himself is trying to get into college, basically, and they've been rejected because of all the publicity and problems it's going to bring. So he thinks to himself, what can he do? And he remembers Doctor Strange has powers to change things, so he seeks out Doctor Strange. And in seeking him out, they do get into a fight, and for some reason Spider-Man wins, which is perplexing to me, but because he is just a kid in this world. In the comics he was older, but in this world he's young, and you'd think Doctor Strange is very intelligent and he has these magic powers, but for whatever reason he might be allowing it to happen. He might have seen what's happened already. So Spider-Man comes out on top in this fight, and it's not a full fight to, you know, anyone get hurt. It's just Spider-Man trying to take something away from Doctor Strange, and he does that, and it basically merges other realities or multiverse, however you want to say it, together, in which some of the people that have previously been killed by different versions of Spider-Man have come back now. There's Dr. Octopus, there's the Croc, there's Sandman, there's Electro, and in the comics or the cartoons, I believe, they were some of the members of the Sinister Six. I think the only one that's missing from that is Mysterio, because he's been killed in the previous one, and Vulture, who I can't remember if he was killed in another one as well, but some of these Sinister Six are there anyway. And for whatever reasons, some of them are going to be trying to help and some of them are going to be bad guys still. And basically in their realities, as we know, some of them have been killed by different Spider-Mans, and it's a surprise to see that because of that there are different Spider-Mans that come in to this film to help out, namely Tobey Maguire and I think it's Andrew Garfield. So they come to help out in this. They are looking aged, but that's what happens, it's been years, so they do look older. And I'm sure a lot of the action parts are CGI anyway, so that helped them out. But it's not just about Spider-Man trying to get his reality back to what he considers normal, of people not remembering him or knowing him as Spider-Man, or should I say Peter Parker, that Peter Parker is Spider-Man, so he can be anonymous again. But it's about his enemies going back to a world where they're actually alive, is what he wants, rather than them being dead and non-existent. And some of his enemies do think that they actually won against Peter, but then the reality is they realize they had fought him, but they don't remember what happens after. They thought they were winning, but they actually died. So not gonna say how the battle goes, that might be too much of a spoiler, but in the ending part after the movie, I think there's two ending parts. I only stayed to see one because I didn't want to stay any later to see the next part. But there is Brock, who is Venom, but he's in his human form, at a bar, very drunk, talking to a bartender, who reveals that Thanos has done what he'd done with the Infinity Stones, and a bit about the Avengers, and Brock cannot get his head around it, about aliens and about Avengers and all this kind of stuff, because his world is a bit different. And we see basically Venom, we've heard before, he's aware of this, he's an alien from outer space, he's got knowledge of all these things because they're a symbiote, so they have like one mind kind of thing at one point. And he basically gets Brock away from the bar, explaining that he's drunk, and tries to get him away. And we see a bit of Venom left on the bar, which moves, it's like a bit of a black slime on the bar, so that could be going anywhere to form another form of Venom. Which one, don't know, it's anyone's guess. Could go to Spider-Man, because he's been Venom before. Could go to, I believe, Flash Thompson, which is one friend of Spider-Man. Well, not a very good friend. He keeps saying he's his best friend, but he's not in this. And that could form a different Venom. But that was all there is to reveal. I believe there's another ending, which I'm not sure if I've got to look at myself and find out. But that is most of the film, and it was very good compared to some of the others, and it is worth a watch.